Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Friday, April 28th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And it's a National Superhero Day, so let's say thank you to all those superheroes out there that inspire us. Who's your favorite superhero, Zach?
All of them.
That's the correct answer. Yeah. That's very sweet of you to say. Mine would be Superman, but also all of them.
Right.
We can go with that. That's a nice impartial answer. So to kick off the news, we've got a lot of Wonder Woman stuff. The promotion continues to amp up. And two new TV spots were released last night, Together and Power. Now's about the time to not watch anything if you want to avoid spoilers, but these two didn't have much. They did have some new footage. What'd you think of them, Zach?
They look fantastic. Just like everything else that we've seen from Wonder Woman, these have followed in the tradition of great marketing that this movie has done so far, and somehow got me even more pumped to watch this movie than I thought I could be.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single frame from this movie that I don't like, and this continues here. So these were really great. I like both of them. The Together one, though, the music, I'm a huge fan of that, and I like the way they played it, a little variation on the theme from Batman v Superman. We got our first look at David Thewlis.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Who looks like he's going to be, you probably thought he was going to be like a German or something like that, but it looks like he's actually on the British side, or the quote-unquote good guys side. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't even know. Is he British?
In real life? I think yes. So. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is an English actor.
Yeah.
I know him as Remus Lupin, but he looks good in this as well. So tickets are now officially on sale today in the UK. Still don't know when they're going to open in the US for us, but I would like to be able to pick out my first two viewings at least,
right.
Get those squared down. But I guess we'll just have to wait here in the US.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe we should buy those tickets just as backups, just in case we could fly to the UK, just in case all of the tickets across the entire United States run out for some reason.
Yeah, that's a good backup plan. Why don't you buy the tickets and I'll think about it. I'll get the movie tickets if you get the plane tickets. How's that sound?
Sounds good. We'll just call it even.
Fair. But from this, some people, you know, who bought tickets already, apparently it says that the movie's runtime is 141 minutes. I don't know if that's been confirmed anywhere or anything, and I haven't seen that, but that's what it says. I guess we can talk about that more if we know for sure it is, but that's what it's looking like. And Patty Jenkins did another interview with the Associated Press, and the new thing from that was that she sort of denied the budget claims. She said, this is directly from the article, Wonder Woman, Jenkins said, is even on the higher end of superhero pick budgets. Not as many have reported in the $100 million to $120 million range.
Yeah, and a lot of the article was about like female directors and how many big budget films a female director has ever been able to direct. And so there's a lot of talk about that and how there's all the time like $200 million plus budget films that men are directing, but we haven't seen a woman do that. So I don't think there's any way that this movie costs $200 million, but by the sounds of it, maybe like 150 to 175 wouldn't be out of the question.
Yeah, and that's surprising because we've been going with the 100. I would guess maybe 150 now, but we're just guessing. We might as well wait till we get something close to official. But if the movie is that long, and it wouldn't surprise me if the budget is more than we thought. I was thinking slightly lower budget because I thought it would be around 2 hours. But if we're talking 220, the more, generally speaking, the longer a movie is, the more expensive it is if everything else is equal.
Yeah. And she touched on that too because she talked about how like a lot of TV pilots, like if you just take the price per minute of film actually produced, it's the same price as these big budget movies. And so it is. Every single minute that you add to a film adds a lot of money in budget.
Yeah, assuming you're not just taking a minute-long video of the grass or something like that. But if it's actual big action sets and things that require visual effects and things like that, then yeah, it's gonna the longer it is, the more expensive it is.
Yep. So moving on to TV, Powerless co-showrunner Justin Halpern did a Reddit Ask Me Anything thread about the show, just kind of an impromptu one, just dropped in and said, hey, ask me some questions about this. And so a lot of good questions, a lot of good answers from him. The show is still not officially canceled, although it seems pretty likely that it will be. And we've talked about that a lot of times before. We got a lot of backstory on the show, kind of some of the behind the scenes and just things that happened and some of the reasons that maybe some people dropped off. They had other projects and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that was, it kind of shows how doomed the show was from the start, because when the creator left and the creator slash showrunner, Ben Queen, left and they decided to switch the premise, whichever order that happened in, that is still not clear. But from that point on, they had to rush basically and start right away. And so their first two episodes, they didn't really know what they were doing. He kind of says that. He's like, these first two episodes are not what we were really trying to do. We just didn't know what we wanted to do yet, but we had to put something out. And then, you know, and that shows because the last few episodes have actually had superheroes in it and been more superhero heavy.
There's also some, just a little bit of details about like what the finale with Adam West would be like. Some of the storyline, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they said they spent like half their budget on that.
Yeah. He also talked about maybe a possibility of Hulu or some other streaming service picking up the rest of the show. Like if for some reason the last couple episodes never even air, that they could move to some sort of streaming service and you could see them that way. But the possibility of the show itself being picked up by another network and continuing isn't too high because of the budget. It's kind of an expensive show to produce, especially for
the number of people watching.
Right. Price per person watching is probably not a very good ratio on this show.
Right.
But he did say they're moving on to maybe pitching another show connected to a DC property soon.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting to me. Curious to see what that would be, and I would give them another chance, especially if they have more time to develop the show.
Yeah, I still really want a comedy set in some sort of comedy set in a comics universe.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure we will again sometime. But on to comics news, just a little couple updates about The Button, the crossover that's going on right now. For starters, part two came out just this week, but part three, which comes out next Wednesday, is being scripted by the Flash writer. It's a Batman number 22, but it's actually being scripted by Flash writer Josh Williamson. That was decided between him and Tom King, it sounds like, the Batman writer. And the Flash number 22, which is the wrap-up for it, part four of The Button, it's just been delayed a week. Those two things might be connected. So that's the wrap-up for it is going to be May 17th instead of May 10th. Not a big deal, but just wanted to give you the heads up.
Yep. And then our final piece of news, Injustice 2 finally released the Introducing Darkseid character trailer, which I don't know if they're going to release any more of these introducing characters, because I don't know how you top Darkseid. But he looks pretty awesome. I mean, he just kind of walks around with his hands behind his back and just beats people up without having to really do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't need to lift a finger. Those Omega beams are just unfair.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see Darkseid versus Brainiac. But all right, well, that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.